Pakistan and India are close to reducing the troop buildup along their border to levels before conflict erupted between the nuclear-armed neighbors this month, a top Pakistani military official told Reuters on Friday, although he warned the crisis had increased the risk of escalation in the future. Both sides used fighter jets, missiles, drones, and artillery in 4 days of clashes, their worst fighting in decades, before a ceasefire was announced. The spark for the latest fighting between the old enemies was an April 22 attack in Indian-occupied Kashmir, IOJK, that killed 26 people, most of them tourists. New Delhi blamed the incident without evidence on terrorists claiming they are backed by Pakistan, a charge denied by Islamabad, who sought a probe into the incident. On May 7, India launched missiles at civilian sites which it claims to describe as terrorist infrastructure across the border. This prompted a defensive response from Pakistan and a subsequent troop buildup by both countries along the frontier. General Zahir Shamshad Mirza, Pakistan's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the two militaries had started the process of drawing down troop levels. "We have almost come back to the pre-22 April situation. We are approaching that, or we must have approached that by now," said Mirza, the most senior Pakistani military official to speak publicly since the conflict. India's Ministry of Defense and the Office of the Indian Chief of Defense Staff did not immediately respond to Reuters' requests for comment on the remarks by Mirza. Mirza, who is in Singapore to attend the Shangri-La Dialogue Forum, said while there was no move towards nuclear weapons during this conflict, it was a dangerous situation. "Nothing happened this time," he said. "But you can't rule out any strategic miscalculation at any time, because when the crisis is on, the responses are different." He also said the risk of escalation in the future had increased since the fighting this time was not limited to the IOG, the scenic region in the Himalayas that both nations rule in part but claim in full. Dangerous trend. The two countries have fought three major wars, two of them over Kashmir, and numerous armed skirmishes since both were born out of British colonial India in 1947. This conflict lowers the threshold between two countries who are contiguous nuclear powers. In the future, it will not be restricted to the disputed territory. It would come down to the whole of India and the whole of Pakistan, Mirza said. "This is a very dangerous trend.